Good morning. It's Friday morning and this is Dagbreek met Jesus. And may it be a blessed encounter today. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 15 and 16 I read, "Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's." I am sure that we as Christians have heard this scripture many, many times. In fact, as a pastor, I would use this scripture when the local church was having a spiritual attack. Countless times, this was the scripture that I would use to draw the Lord's attention to my needs. In fact, sometimes I would get so anxious about this, I would say to the Lord, "Lord, are you paying attention? I've got a massive crisis here, and I need your help." Now, that might seem dishonoring to address God like that, but I was acting on the invitation that is found in many of the scriptures, where it tells us that we are to call on the Lord in the time of trouble. Now, having said that, I want to say this. We are not invited to order the Lord or to demand that he must instantly see to our problems. There was a great error that came out of Isaiah 45:11. It reads like this in the King James Version: "Concerning the work of my hands, command ye me." Now that verse has everything to do with how God directs the way the world functions, and not how we think the world should function and begin making demands of God. It's a total miscalculation of the character of God. I have been in meetings where I have actually heard people make the most unreasonable and blasphemous claims or demands when people they have to deal with in passing away, in using this type of a scripture out of its context in the crisis that they have. They have demanded that God give back their dead. "I demand you that you give back my loved one," is the correct translation of what I have just said. But that is blasphemy. Absolute blasphemy. You cannot command God. Isaiah 45:11 correctly says this: "Ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the work of my hands." That's in the New American Standard Version. Let me share with you what Isaiah 11 means from the way that the Lord sees it. Psalm 37, 4 and 5. "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it." Right believing, or correct believing, brings positive answers. Demanding what you want will bring disappointments and sorrows. Now, Heavenly Father, you who are gracious and merciful, touch the lives of people who hear this word. And if our concepts are incorrect of how we pray and ask God to help us, if it's incorrect, Holy Spirit, correct it in your precious name. Lord, I love you, I worship you, and I give you the people who are listening to this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.